Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Hello.
My name's Brian Gerard. I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Oh. Hello, ladies.
And Robert Shide.
Hey, how you doing?
Today's episode, we're going to feature Robert Shide.
Oh, no.
Woo!
Just lost that energy.
I'm going to text a little bit.
Oh.
Stop texting.
Please.
Robert.
Yes, Brian Gerard.
Oh, God, so much is happening.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a new iPad.
Oh, whatever.
It's pretty cool.
Brian.
What?
You said,
I have an iPad, too.
Yeah, I know.
I don't.
Yeah.
You said that you think I need to get out in the
These
world.
Gadgets more. That we have. What? Yes, you did. How's that going for you?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it?
Have you been dating?
A little bit.
All right.
Yeah, that's good.
Good. Have you been going, like, being out, like, literally out in the world, riding your bike, going on hikes?
Yeah, when was the last
no,
time
not
you
as
went
much.
On a hike?
My bike, my back tire on my bike about 2 months ago, I blew the spokes out on the back tire.
You blew the spokes out.
You know
yeah.
why?
How? What did you, were you, like, hitting curbs?
I hit a hole.
Pothole.
Yeah.
But riding around Hollywood's not the move.
Yeah, no.
Well, I used to do a lot of
Well, you're also you know. On a hipster bike.
Yeah, it's a trendy fixed gear.
Yeah. What is that? It's still a bike.
It's really fast. And I was riding it a lot.
Cross tires.
But the back tire blew out. And I kind of was like, maybe this is actually a good thing because I've had some real close calls. And I think I might retire the hipster fixed gear.
What would you get instead? A motorcycle?
No.
No.
I don't
Are
think
you going
would...
to get a bike in another bike?
I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking about it because I had some really close calls. I didn't even tell you, either of you guys about them. Where, like, for 2 weeks, I almost got hit by, like, a few big trucks.
Okay, let's slow things down
mm-hmm.
here.
So
where
talk
do you,
about...
Where do
yeah.
you ride? Are you
Everywhere.
In the street
oh,
or
yeah.
are you on the sidwalk?
You can't ride on the sidewalk because it's illegal.
No, that's true. So I'm just
yeah,
trying
I'm
to figure things out. So
I'm
you're
in
the street,
street.
And you're wearing a helmet.
No.
Oh, my God.
I have a helmet that I don't wear. Oh.
There you go.
I have a helmet that I don't wear. Sometimes
okay.
I'll wear it.
You need to be wearing that all the time.
I ride very aggressively. Right, Brian?
It's how you live your life.
That's right.
Like, aggressive in what sense? Are you going fast or are you yelling at the other cars and
no,
kicking them?
No, I'm not yelling.
Like, hey,
I'm just
get out
going
of the way.
Fast.
Bike's coming through. On your left.
No,
on your right.
Not yelling like
okay.
that. Oh, my God, man. You know what else?
What?
About the iPhone. All my music that was on there.
It's all right there.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I could go around and it had an iPod.
You got that on your BlackBerry.
No, you don't have your music on your BlackBerry.
You can put, that's a memory stick. Isn't that for music?
No. No way, right, B?
We're not going anywhere with this conversation. Can you
I know,
get back
but
on Twitter?
Let's
I know.
Just cut this, all right?
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. So, you said you're not growing, you're not going crazy.
Growing?
You're not growing anymore.
I am growing. No, I ride aggressively, but I have, like, iTunes headphones on, you know?
So you can't
blasted
hear anything.
Music. No. It's great. It's a great feeling.
What do you
it's
mean
adrenaline.
It's great? Yeah, but
it's an adrenaline rush, and it's just you're in your own world. But what I realized after I almost got killed a few times
yeah.
was this is probably not the best idea.
No, that's happened to me once. It was maybe 6 months ago or so. I rode my bike down Franklin Avenue,
yeah.
Hollywood, California, to Greg's house.
Yeah.
And almost, I got very close. Like, literally, mm-hmm. like, my ding. Right on my little...
Yeah, but...
What's that little piece right there?
Your elbow?
That's an elbow, right?
Yeah. So,
Little mirror action on my elbow of a car. Ding!
But were you listening to music as well?
No,
you just
I was fully aware.
Yeah, okay. Now, do either of you guys have mirrors?
No.
You need a mirror.
No, right. You need to not be on the street on your bike in this town.
No, that's not true. That is not
of.
True.
Kind of true.
I think you need
Streets
to have...
Streets are shitty.
You need to have mirrors.
Because,
no. yes... unfortunately, people who drive cars in L.A., many of them are not aware of bicyclists.
But the problem is, Shai, if you have a mirror on a bike and you're riding the way I do,
yeah.
If I'm looking at a mirror, then one of the cars that I'm going by could open a fucking door and
no.
I could get doored.
I'm not talking about... No, it's
you
very
know?
True. I know somebody who that's happened to, like, several times.
Oh, I know a
Same
couple
person.
Of people.
And it's ridiculous.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You know someone who's gotten doored?
Several times.
So... What? Explain this exactly.
They're riding along, and door opens, and they go into door. And they go over door,
yeah.
Or they just go into door and... Have you been doored?
No, I've never. One of the times that I almost got hit, it was because of a door opening.
Yeah. So you hopefully scare those people into never opening the door
without checking. Getting out of the passenger seat again.
Yes, always get out of the passenger. No, okay. The mirror I'm talking about is not it's not the mirror that you have mounted to the side of your handlebar. You just get one of those mirrors. You can get them put on you attach it to your sunglasses. You can attach it to your helmet.
Look,
and it's a small thing that you just look through. I'm telling you, they're great.
I know you're pushing me, but I'm telling you both, I don't think I'm going to be riding my bike.
I support it. Since that incident with me, my bike sits on a hook in the corner of my apartment.
Guys, it's called intelligent riding. That's what it is.
You know what's intelligent riding? Putting your bike in your car, driving to the beach, and
going
on the bike path.
That's right. That's
and going for a ride.
You think that's any safer? You're going to get mauled by a dog or something
at some point,
and then you'd be like, I can't go to the beach anymore.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Or you go up to Chandler, that bike path that we went on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where Chandler is. It's in my hood. But this is the thing. You go online. You go to Google. And Google maps out the streets that are bicycle friendly.
I don't want to do that, Shide. I just want to get on my bike and ride.
Look, 4th like Street, a rebel. 4th Street is like a bicycle highway.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome. And I've ridden all the way downtown, went down 4th Street, then went down 7th Street, and we did Ciclovia a while back. Ciclovia is where they shut down 10 miles of streets downtown. Cool. It's amazing.
Why didn't you invite Brian and I?
You guys... Don't ride your bicycles anymore.
I have a bike.
Oh, do you?
You could have invited us.
You know what? Next time we'll do it. Because this is a twice-a-year thing, but they're going to try to make it a once-a-month thing.
Okay. So I'm not getting out in the world in that way anymore.
Oh, God. I don't think you should shut it down.
I don't think you should shut it down. I think you should sell your bike, but I think you should buy another one.
Okay.
That fits your...
A multi-gear bike.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Multi-gear, 10-speed, that'd be nice.
Nah, I don't even know. Like a more of a road bike, I think.
21-speed, what?
Road bike.
No.
That's fast.
Not like a Lance Armstrong bike that's full of steroids.
Oh, man.
A doping bike.
But I'm talking like a road bike with... a mountain bike, but it's a road bike.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're just saying a hybrid,
bike? Maybe a hybrid is.
Well, his tires are hybrid tires.
Yeah.
And I think they want a bike that's light enough you can still pick it up and lift it upstairs and
go down into the metro and stuff like that.
But I think it is a combination of several things. Number one, it's looking at streets that are safe, not going on like crazy busy streets.
Mm-hmm.
And
not riding like a psychopath.
But I can't
help it. I think about it before I go out. I'm like, all right, let's just take it cool.
Don't
and
put
then I
your
get out
headphones
there and
in. It's because you're like listening to Rammstein as you're like riding down the street.
Right.
What does Rammstein sound like?
Rammstein. Du hast. Du hast mich.
Yeah, he knows all this German fucking madness.
So,
all right, so I'm not getting out in the world right now. I've been taking hikes. Not as many as I was. I've been dating a little bit. That's been going over like a bag of rotten dicks. But whatever.
And that would be bad, right? That's bad?
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay, just checking.
Well, it depends on where you're coming from.
I haven't bought a bag of dicks in a while. So.
Bag of dicks.
That's
rotten, too. Mm-hmm.
But you know, whatever. When you're single, you have... It's not...
What's the shelf life of a bag of dicks?
A bag of dicks?
Yeah, because otherwise
it depends. The
shelf life of it?
Yeah.
It's Kirkland. Yeah. Brand.
Oh, they last a long time.
Yeah, but there's also the Rite Aid bag. You have the Rite Aid.
Rite Aid probably wouldn't. Kirkland's a generic brand.
Well, Kirkland's a Costco brand, though.
Right, but generic. So it's whatever.
Can you imagine? That's a big bag of dicks at Costco.
Yeah, Costco. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a
by the bulk.
Yeah.
Bulk bags.
Bulk bags of dicks.
Bulk bags
like
of dicks.
Like a crate, a pallet.
BBOD.
You have to get a pallet.
Dicks.
Yeah.
Not unless you've got your card on you, though.
That's
true. They won't even let you in.
I'm an executive member.
Oh.
Of what?
Costco.
So what could happen, actually, is Robert could go to Costco, buy a huge
pallet
of a big bag of dicks.
Yes.
And then you could just kind of, we could then pay you, and then we could all kind of divvy them out.
And I would get cash back.
Oh, that's fine.
That's a good business plan.
That's fine.
So, you have been dating, and that hasn't been going well.
Well, I mean, very wonderful people out there. There are very wonderful people out there.
But just the connection's not there, or something like that.
I don't know. And I could give a fuck, in a way.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
So you're not really...
Ready.
In it.
In it.
Yeah.
I don't... You know, I mean, it's tough.
It's too early. You're just doing it to get out there and...
Yeah, because otherwise I'm just sitting at home. So I like to go out with women and take them to expensive restaurants and spend my money. and then
you feel bad about that, don't you?
Okay,
so that's not helping.
I think I should just probably stay home more.
Yes.
Why don't you try this?
That's what I used to do. That was my life.
That was Robert's MO. That's how he scored.
How'd you get out of that?
I ended up, look, I was doing online dating, right, yeah, as you know.
But let's not make this about dating, all right? I don't give a fuck about that. I want to talk
about
life.
Hang on.
This is a life conversation.
Because this isn't dating.
All right, cool.
The question you asked was, how was it that I was able to stay home and still end up meeting somebody?
Uh-huh.
Because that's really
such a wonderful woman.
I think you just like you said, you're frightened that if you stay home, you are not going to meet that person that you are looking for. Yet you aren't even ready to meet that person if you met them.
Right?
That's sort of a paradox.
Yes.
Okay. So this is what happened for me.
Okay.
I was doing the online dating thing because I didn't go out to parties or any of that stuff. Or if I did, it's like all those people were already with somebody or totally disinterested in me. So,
I like that.
Anyway.
Constant.
So basically, I was doing the online dating thing.
Can we just time out? Side note. You thought that these girls were totally disinterested in you.
They were.
And yet, does Robert not totally end up landing a beautiful woman?
I mean, it all worked out how it needs to.
I did.
Thank God for Nora Ephron Jones.
Yeah. And thank God that you thought that all these girls weren't interested in you by telling yourself that over and over and over.
Because look what happened.
I'm happy. I met the right person.
Yeah.
Okay, keep
going. What I was going to say is that, you know, look, I was ready, though. So the difference is that I was ready in terms of when I was going on these dates, and I met a lot of people, and I was able to determine what I liked and what I didn't like in a person. And that was important. But I was still going out and dating, okay, because I was ready to go out.
Yeah.
I ended up meeting the person I'm with right now through a friend.
Boom.
And that's how that happened. Yeah. But had I not gone out on those dates and learned from those dates what I was looking for in a person and how it felt when I did meet the right person. Because I met some people who I was like, oh, my God, you would be great. But it wasn't mutual. They didn't feel the same way about me. And that's fine. You're totally okay to have that experience. But if I hadn't gone through that, I know that I wouldn't have known what was great about the person I'm with right now. Now, you are not ready.
No.
No. So you should not be going out there because you are not learning anything.
I agree.
So you're stop dating?
Yeah.
For now, until you're ready.
Okay.
That's not bad.
I don't think you should date, but I think you should continue to have sex with as many women as possible.
Oh, well,
but
okay.
See, that's the trick.
Nope,
it's like you can't do that.
No, that's the right thing.
You're living vicariously through Greg.
No. Yeah, I don't care. I live a pretty full life. I don't need to be vicarious through anybody.
All right.
But I think you should still be out there doing whatever you need to do.
That's the thing, man, is I got all these guys in my life, all like, you know, my cousins and shit.
Just talking to me, my boys.
Yeah, being like, yo, go out and fucking, you know, do your thing. But alright, so I'm going to stop dating.
Yeah.
Just take a break.
Stay home.
A real break.
You know what? How about this? Because I know you get hooked on, like, you go out, you go on these dates, you spend all this money, and it makes you feel meh. Stay home. Have home dates. Hang out and like be like, yeah,
like
I'm gonna come over. I'm gonna come over. If you want to come over and hang out, we'll cook some food.
Yeah.
Put on a movie. I'm gonna go out on my porch and paint a picture, take some pictures. Like simple shit.
Mm-hmm.
And let that burn.
You hang out with your friends. That's what you do. Because
but all my
this
friends
is what's
in relationships.
Happen. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter.
Not all of them.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. They are.
All of my friends are in relationships.
That doesn't matter. That was my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can still hang with couples.
You can.
I just feel weird after a while showing up at people's houses when they're all like.
Well, you don't show up uninvited.
Well, no. Like, no, I know.
Hey, guys.
It's me again.
Oh, God. Greg. No. You hang out with your friends.
I get it.
Okay.
So,
and then eventually you're going to meet somebody and you don't even know that you are looking for somebody and you meet somebody and you're like, holy crap.
All right.
This person's kind of cool.
I'm going to make an announcement.
Go ahead.
Oh, here we go. You're gay.
I'm gay. I am not gay. Okay. I hereby take a break from dating.
Good. I feel like you've said this before.
No, I've never said this before.
Yeah, yeah.
Have I said this before?
You said stronger words. You were giving up a couple things, you know.
What was I going to give up?
Everything. Women. That was one thing. And then by the end of that episode, you took that back.
But I'm not taking it back. I'm really going to stop dating.
And you should continue to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
And that's all when you go out, you're going out to hang out with your friends. You're not going out to meet a girl.
Anybody.
No. If you do happen to meet somebody, awesome, you meet somebody. But just go and like hang out. You're going to meet people who want more. You're going to meet people who want to date you. But I don't think you can have that conversation yet and have it end up in a good place after a couple dates.
No, it never does.
Right.
Every time it's going, I'm just like, no, I don't want to.
Because you're not ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not fair to that person. And it sucks to have to say that to that person because you know what? You're going to say that to the girl. And these girls who really want to be with you are going to be like, oh, cool. Oh, cool. That's fine. I'm fine with just being friends.
And then that's not true.
And unfortunately, sometimes that's not true.
Yeah.
You've experienced that.
I have. I've experienced a wide range.
So I don't know what to tell you when it comes to that, because you are going to meet some people who are ready, and you're not going
to
be ready.
And so then I just have to say, I'm not ready. Okay, so yeah. That's that. How else am I not out in the world, B?
Yeah.
And what else? This is it's a question and answer for me today.
Yeah, no, I get that.
This show is totally about me. You were right, Brian.
I said it was a Robert Scheid show.
Yeah.
Anyway, Greg.
Robert's got his shit handled. We used to talk about Robert all the time.
On today's episode, Robert Scheid. Greg?
Yes. Yeah.
So what I'd like to discuss...
Yeah, I've got things so far.
You're in classes. I think classes are a great way to be active in the world.
Okay, they are, but I have also seen people who have fallen into taking classes, and that's all they do.
But classes for anything. You should take a swimming class.
Well,
take a pottery class. Take a photography
really
class.
Yeah.
Self-improvement.
Go take a business class at a local college. Like
I'm
that
taking
kind
a screenwriting class.
That's great. How's that going?
You know, good. It's challenging.
Now, I'm going to say something, because before we started recording, you did express a little, exhaustion mm-hmm. with the sheer number of classes you're taking. You don't want to go overboard with this.
Yeah.
That's
take
true.
A couple classes is fine.
I don't think that you should ever take an acting class ever again.
Yeah.
Not ever again, but like there comes a point specifically in this town where everyone's in these acting classes.
Just do improv.
Just keep your improv skills sharpened.
Yeah.
But like all these acting classes, I think are more detrimental than they are benefit.
They can be.
And what I'm learning too in scenes or in screenwriting is I'm learning so much about story structure that I'm like, oh, this is better than any scene study class I've ever taken.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm understanding what the character arcs and what the story arcs and what each character is. It's like all that is great learning.
The mechanics
but
behind
also,
it.
But also, you got the mechanics. You know, we're at a point.
Yeah.
We're
now
at an age and
work.
A point, and like we, you know what's going on.
Got to just work
and you got
it.
And the workouts there, and I got all that, but. To Robert's point, like, yes, if you take especially acting classes,
right?
I think too many of them, you're out of the mix, which is why I think you need to, even as an actor, for the many thousands of listeners that are actors that listen to our show, my advice is to go and continue to enrich your life. Take classes like a business class, like an art class. Take a physical class, like learn how to do skeet shooting. I don't care, anything.
Right.
Go and continue to enrich your life. That will make you a better artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that these acting classes for people who first come out here or people who are learning it, even wherever
they are,
is important.
Well, because I think it also, especially when you first come out here, it also builds your community.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It builds your community and it builds the language.
Yeah.
So you understand what's going to happen in certain environments.
But
and
if
how
you're,
to
20, you're 20 years deep
scripts and, stuff,
and you're still, like, you've been taking acting classes for 20 years, three times a week.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's not it.
No, but
I say that improv keeps you sharp.
That's right.
And
but also
within improv, you can also practice reality.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like cuckoo crazy.
No.
It can be totally serious.
Yeah, grounded. It has to be grounded.
Right.
And I get that. It's just, for me, the class that I'm taking right now is a Groundlings improv class in intermediate. And I've always wanted to be more involved in a community, as I've talked about a lot on this show. Because... with improv, it's so much about the community of people that's doing it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's sort of my and their technique is really interesting as far as like character based stuff and all that. So
I've
it was
toyed
something
with the
specific,
idea.
You know
I've
what
toyed
I mean?
With the idea of doing Groundlings.
Yeah.
But
oh, I will.
It's great.
I will at
the,
some point.
Yeah.
But it's
the
also
audition
commitment.
Process was horrible.
No, it's nothing, dude.
No. I did it. I'm
oh,
saying
did?
It was horrible because their method of teaching was at least that guy, and I know it's very different depending on who's there. the teaching method that I got from that guy was, this is what you should have said. This would have been funny. Not to me, but to the other people who are up there. They go up there, they do their thing, and it was more like, I'm going to make a cookie cutter version of me, as opposed to, here's some tools as to how to improv better. It was more, you should have said this. Like script writing.
Yeah.
It was almost as if I'm writing a scene.
That's one dude. You know, you can't judge a whole school on one teacher.
I had heard that from different people.
But I've heard a fuckload of things about the Groundlings that are completely false. At least from my experience.
All right.
I feel like if you're looking for shit to be bad, shit will be bad. You know what I mean? Like, if you're like, I could say a million bad things about every place that I've studied at. I'm aware that bad things happen, but I didn't experience them because I was like, I'm just focused on, you know, learning and taking whatever I can out of it.
It is the power of positive thinking.
And,
right?
Yeah, and I just think that, you know, sometimes when people are talking shit about schools or whatever, or people, it's just like, that's their experience, and you don't know. I mean, maybe that thing that upset them about the school or about the experience would actually excite you or might actually be good for you. So you never know. I like Groundlings a lot because it's really... Because the teachers that I've had have been fair, but they've been really on it. You know what I mean? They don't let you get away with anything, which is really cool. I like that about that.
Well, that's great. I think you should keep getting out there
while
still exploring, you know, your own personal space here in your home.
How does the world need me? The world needs me?
Yeah.
What does she need from me? I wish she would tell me. I wish she would give me some more stuff.
If you listen, she's talking to you.
Well, that's why I'm doing the writing class, because I felt like she was telling me to write more.
She's telling you. And that's for everyone. It's for all of us.
Brian.
She's listening.
I got to tell you something.
She's speaking. You got to listen. But you also got to put yourself into action. Yeah. Get out there.
I am.
Stir it up.
I am.
But do not ride your bike anymore.
No.
How do
ride
I stir it up?
Responsibly.
How do I get out there and stir it up, though, when there are days when I don't have anything to do?
She'll tell you. Just listen.
That's when you do something creative at home.
Listen. She's talking to you. Oh, my God.
Brian, I want to thank you
for
talking to me during this show and making this show about me.
You got it.
It was all about you.
I know.
Robert, you know what I wanted?
What's that?
I wanted to thank you for being part of the show. Gregory Hoyt.
Uh-huh.
My name is Brian Gerard. We have a Shy Show.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
That was very smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo.